We've got Krista Hayes, the program coordinator for the Lifelong Learning Program, and Donna Smar, facility supervisor. And you guys are here to talk about some of the things that you're doing, particularly for our active older adults and our seniors.
Yes.
So start with the lifelong learning stuff. You just handed me, Krista, this course catalog that I was anticipating to be, you know, a couple of classes offered here and there. But I mean, this is reminiscent of, you know, a college course. I mean, there've got to be, I don't know if you have a total number.
We're about 100 for the semester, yeah. Different classes.
For this, do you call it a semester?
We sure do.
Yeah. So
it's 14 weeks.
Yeah, so the lifelong learning program and classes ranging from, I'll just touch on a couple that I see here. And if I miss anything that you think is particularly noteworthy, let me know. Chair yoga for beginners, meditation and movement. We've got asset protection and estate planning, the life of General Chuck Boyd, the NAACP in Rock Hill, pumpkins and petals, you know, just a wide variety of special interest type things to continue that learning even in our advanced years.
Exactly. And so through this, we have multi-week classes, single classes, art classes, tours and outings. So we cover a wide gamut of opportunities for people to learn and socialize and get out and meet new people and keep their brains active.
What are the most popular classes that folks are looking for right now?
A lot of history. Those are always really popular. Mahjong, very popular. Anything with technology, AI, learning to use your cell phone. And then our outings, whether we're staying in York County or traveling beyond, those are very popular too.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of those outings, and Donna, you can jump in as well, but just looking at the calendar for the 2026-27 calendar, see, you've already done the North Carolina Mountains, NASCAR Hall of Fame, a donut tour, and then a donut tour September. Is that upcoming, or have we already passed that?
It's upcoming.
Upcoming, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. So if you're interested in donuts like I am, that might be a great thing to sign up for. First real travel one that I see, or that's still coming up, Lexington, Kentucky. What's going on there?
So that is a trip coming up in October, and basically horses and bourbon, what Kentucky's known for.
Two things that I think I'm more interested in the bourbon than I am in the horses, but I like to watch them race occasionally. But
it's certainly fun. Right.
Got to have entertainment while you're sipping on the bourbon. Come on.
Do both.
So Donna, we were talking before we got started about kind of the number of people that are participating, and you mentioned the distribution list kind of that are receiving your emails about it. That's probably over 2,000 people.
Yes, we do. We do the Owls Club newsletter monthly that goes out at about the first week of the month. We also, we do about 2,100 people on that newsletter that gets all of our information for that particular month, which includes anywhere from outings to exercise classes to art classes. The favorite one is, of course, our Mahjong class and pickleball. It mentions a lot of that. We do, what else do we do? We do movies. We go out to movies once every month. And we also do like a social, like ice cream social, a spring fling, which is at one of our parks where we just set up some type of games and they just come out, eat lunch, and enjoy themselves.
It's such an interesting population, you know, working with seniors. You know, there are, you know, folks in those advanced stages of, you know, some have finished careers and are retired. Some, unfortunately, have lost spouses and are kind of on their own. What do you think the greatest benefit of participation in this? Is it the socialization? Is it just being around people with shared interests and shared experiences and being able to, you know, find that friend group?
Well, I think it's all of that. And then also with lifelong learning, it keeps them learning because, of course, if you sit still, dementia and all that good stuff, that bad stuff sets in. And then also it allows them to create companionship with people after they have lost a spouse. We've even had a couple get together in marriage before in our program.
Oh, I didn't think about that angle.
We have. We have had that. We've had people that come out and they just go there because they've lost a spouse. They travel alone or be alone in our groups, and people just embrace them. And they have created a lot of friends that way. And now some of them just take care of each other. So that is the benefit of that, of this the OWLS programming, just to keep them active. That's just the main thing about it. As long as you're staying active, as we talked before, we have somebody's in their 90s in our program, and they're staying active, still able to travel.
I'm envious. I love this. I want to be like them when I grew up.
Yes. Can I be like that when and these are exciting trips you're taking. I was looking at the list in the classes, just so people know, this is not your like just book club. This is cool stuff. I was how do I sign up? You're going to Portugal in April?
Oh, yes. And actually, we have a huge waiting list for that one. We did not realize that that one was going to be a very popular one. But yes, we get to travel. It's a land and cruise trip where we're going to fly into Portugal and then get on a riverboat. And we'll be on a riverboat for 11 days.
That is so fun. Yes. Are you getting to go?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, yes. Hey, you know,
Gosh, sometimes you're forced to travel for your job.
I know.
You'll find your way through it, I'm sure.
I know. It's going to be excruciating, isn't it?
So, Krista, with, you know, we mentioned the tour coming up in Portugal, a Georgia historic tour, which sounds like a lot of fun as well, the Biltmore up in Asheville. You know, I am interested in, you know, my parents do some of the lifelong learning courses and just, you know, of what it takes kind of behind the scenes to make these things happen. You know, you're getting on a riverboat, but you're also going to have to keep track of, you know, however many people are on this trip, or if you're in the Biltmore or in a distillery in Kentucky somewhere, like somebody's got to have all of the details and the travel plans taken care of. So is that what you guys are doing on those trips?
Yes, that's definitely a benefit of traveling with PRT, is that you have the staff who is overseeing all that. And so the travelers just get to show up and we're going to take care of them. We're going to, you know, we're those mediators. When we use other travel companies, then we can help kind of be that communication between the two groups. But then also, if there are any things that come up during the trips, then we're there to help mediate or advocate or step in if we need to call for medical help or anything like that. The staff is there for that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's terrific. So how quickly will, obviously you've got the Portugal trip that is coming up in April of next year with the big waiting list now. How long in advance are you typically looking to start planning? Obviously, this is the 26-27 calendar that runs through like a school year through June, but for maybe whatever international trip may be upcoming, if someone's interested, it's like, dang, I'd like to go to Portugal, can't make this one, but I want to see what's coming up next year.
So our bigger trips, we normally give them at least a year and a half. Like, for example, we have the holidays in New York coming up in 2027. Right now we're taking registration for that. Because these trips are much larger and they're more expensive, we do give them about a year or a year and a half to pay on it. They normally just pay a deposit and then they make the payments or make the full payment at least 90 days prior to the actual trip date. As far as our smaller trips, we give them about anywhere from 3 to 4 months to register and plan for. And then, of course, our small day trips, we put them out about a month in advance.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the people that are traveling with you, are they able to take advantage of group travel discounts? I mean, doing it with the group through one, you know, like a travel agent, essentially, you know, be able to get those big trips more economically than you would on your own?
So definitely that is the advantage of group travel, is that you get those advantages, such as you get to go to the front of the line when you have a long line. I forgot where we were. I think we were in Yellowstone and it was a line to get into a museum, and we were able to just walk to the front because of group travel. We get those group travel rates, and then basically you just get to be with other people. So there's so many advantages of being, you know, doing group travel, especially with the city of Rock Hill.
We're talking with Donna Smar and Krista Hayes of the city of Rock Hill. And I think if folks are interested kind of in what's coming up, where can they get, you know, the travel calendar, the list of courses that are available if they want to be a part of this? What's the best way to find out information?
cityofrockhill.com/ we have /seniors/ lifelong learning. All the pages link together, and so that you can get all the calendars and then just peruse the web pages to see specific information for each of those.
You can also email either myself, Patty Panetti, John Shea, or Krista, and get on our newsletter list also, and you'll get it monthly.
Great way to do it. Ladies, we appreciate you coming in and talking a bit about what the City of Rock Hill is offering to our active older adults.